In the beginning, there was darkness. And then, bang, giving birth to an endless expanding existence of time, space, and matter. Now see further than we've ever imagined, beyond the limits of our existence, in a place we call the universe. There may be other worlds out there.
Universes budding off other universes.
Where there could be an exact copy of our solar system, our Earth, and each one of us.
Where everything's pretty much the same, or maybe only just slightly different.
But where are these other universes? Why can't we see them?
Because we're in different dimensions.
Can this be true?
If there are extra dimensions of a certain size and shape, this experiment will find them.
The question isn't whether they exist, but whether there's one, two,
three, or four different kinds of them.
This sensationally means the universe sits in a sea of parallel universes. Imagine another world. A whole other universe with a solar system and a planet exactly like ours. On this parallel Earth, there lives an exact copy of you. You could be leading exactly the same life, but in another universe. Now, imagine an entirely separate universe where you could be living a slightly different life at the same time as you live this life. It may seem fantastic, incredible, and impossible, but there could be many other universes out there. And now, some of the world's leading physicists believe that they have evidence to prove it.
We are experiencing an existential shock. Our worldview has been shattered with the realization that, yes, there could be parallel universes.
I mean, it's just a mind-boggling idea that there may be essentially exact replicas of us out there in the vastness of space.
The idea of a parallel universe is part of our popular culture. People all around us think of it every day, but usually in terms of fiction. One of the really exciting things is that scientists today are trying to see whether parallel universes are a physical reality.
Amazing new discoveries about the true size of the universe seem to indicate that all that we see is not all that there is.
We humans have assumed, like ostriches with our heads in the sand, that just because we can't see something, it ain't there. When my grandma was a little girl, for instance, they still didn't know that there were other galaxies. Now we know that there are billions and billions of other galaxies out there.
Remarkably, there may be four types of parallel universe out there. One kind could exist in the same exact space we're in, but it is so far away, we cannot see it or reach it. In another scenario, multiple other universes could be in giant cosmic soap bubbles, adrift in a cosmic sea of giant bubbles.
Revolutionary developments have changed the entire landscape. Data from outer space have given us a new look at cosmology. And satellite data indicates there could be parallel universes.
In yet another scenario, many parallel universes occupy the same space and time as our universe. But because they are in different dimensions, they are invisible. In yet another, all the laws of physics are different, so everything looks completely different.
New theories called string theories are giving us worlds of higher dimensions. Quantum physics at the microscopic scale is also revealing to us the fact there could be parallel universes.
To keep things simple, physicists have divided parallel universes into different levels. Meet the level one parallel universe. According to physicists, the level one parallel universe is just an extension of our own universe.
Now, that's the kind of universe which is really sort of part of our space, of our giant space, but it's so far away that we can't see it.
The Level 1 parallel universe is based on the idea that the universe is infinite in size. If true, just by the sheer mathematical odds, there must be out there in endless space an exact copy of the solar system, the Earth, and all the people on it. If you're planning a trip, the closest Level 1 parallel universe is really incredibly far away.
Crudely speaking, you have to go a Googleplex yards, where a Google is one with 100 zeros after it, and a Googleplex is one with a Google zeros. So it's an awfully long way, farther than we can see.
Those universes are so far away that light hasn't reached us.
But is our universe really infinite? A new theory called cosmic inflation suggests that it is.
We think that it was born in a very, very small state, and then there was a kind of a weird energy that pushed it apart by a tremendous amount. It just went whoosh.
Inflation accounts for how our universe suddenly and massively grew after its inception.
The best theory we have right now for what made space so big, the theory of inflation, says, in fact, that space isn't just big or huge, that it's really infinite. It goes on forever, which means that there aren't just one, two, three, but infinitely many other regions of space, just as big as our universe. Even the universe that we know is mind-blowingly big. When we fly around in intergalactic space like this, every little blob you see here can contain a galaxy, which in turn might contain hundreds of billions of stars with solar systems around them and so on.
So there's just this enormous number of other spaces out there that we can't see.
And there is more.
We actually think that there's a gigantic number, perhaps even an infinite number, of Level 1 universes.
This radical idea is leading to a completely new definition of the cosmos.
We used to say universe, uni meaning one, a one-world theory. Everything there is, everything we can see is the universe. But now we have a multiverse idea, where there are unseen worlds, worlds that we cannot see, worlds that we cannot touch.
If this wild theory is correct, the consequences are sensational.
Within this infinite universe, you might have other copies of the solar system, of planet Earth.
And this is the real shocker.
Then there's a copy of me and you and everyone else out there somewhere.
And that's not all. There are an infinite number of other universes and other Earths and infinite copies of each one of us. If true, then every possible outcome for every life has to happen. In some universes, in what some now call the multiverse, one leads exactly the same life. But in others, things can be slightly different.
You didn't get that parking ticket that irked you so much. Or you unfortunately never met your wife.
Anything that is physically possible actually does occur in some other parallel universe.
It means that in one universe, Elvis Presley is still alive.
In a different Level 1 universe, George W. Bush is baseball commissioner.
Or perhaps we don't exist at all in some of these universes. The implications are staggering.
And if the universe is infinite and there really are all these Level 1 universes in the infinite multiverse, all those other possibilities did somewhere happen.
Technically, there are a couple of ways mathematically for the universe to be truly infinite. But essentially, it must be shown to be flat.
the universe seems to be perfectly flat, which means either the universe is flat or is curved so slightly that we can't see it.
In this case, the universe would eventually curve back in on itself and form a hypersphere. It would then be finite in size and volume, and not flat and infinite. Another way to look at this is that the universe may have inflated so quickly and so enormously that it only looks flat.
Think of a bug walking on a gigantic balloon. The larger the balloon, the flatter things get. The bug walks in any direction, and the bug says, well, the universe seems perfectly flat to me. But from a distance, we see that the bug is walking on a gigantic balloon.
But now, an amazing new tool, the Wilkinson Microwave Anisotropy Probe, or WMAP, is changing everything. Some say the remarkable images reveal the true shape of the universe.
What we have here are baby pictures of the universe, what it looked like when it was only 400,000 years old. We're looking so far back in time that the galaxies hadn't even formed yet. We just had this dead, diffuse gas, which gradually over time clumped into galaxies, stars, planets.
The WMAP is catching the very earliest signs of creation. Officially, it is tasked with measuring radiation left over from the Big Bang. But now, some scientists have devised an experiment to calculate the overall shape of the universe.
If I send light rays through space and make a gigantic triangle, going from us here out to the farthest edges of what we can see, and then back, the angles of those, that triangle, should add up to exactly 180 degrees.
If the universe is curved like a balloon, the angles of the giant triangle would add up to more than 180 degrees. To find out if the universe is flat or curved, they shot laser beams deep into space and made a giant light triangle.
Now we can tell, and the measurement is in, and the answer is, it works beautifully. The angles add up to exactly 180 degrees. That the universe is flat.
The WMAP seems to show that the universe is flat. For some, however, the jury is still out on the flat universe question.
I tend to think that the universe is, in fact, a soap bubble of some sort, but it is spent so slightly that we can't see it.
Some experts say that there are other, even more mind-boggling kinds of parallel universes out there. A level 2 type parallel universe made up of giant cosmic soap bubbles that float in hyperspace. Each independent bubble has within it an entire universe. The question is, do we all really live in a giant cosmic bubble? Could our universe be just one mega bubble in a cosmic crowd of mega bubbles? If the sensational level 2 type parallel universe idea is right, then the true nature of the cosmos could be even more astonishing than ever imagined. The amazing concept is that in the instance of creation, our universe rapidly, suddenly, and massively inflated, creating a giant cosmic soap bubble. Our unique universe floats in a seething sea of other super bubbles, where bubbles can clash and spawn baby brother and sister universes.
It's happening all the time. Universes are inflating, popping out, and then blowing up to these huge sizes of universes.
The medium these level 2 bubbles are floating in is what some call the bulk, and others call hyperspace.
In this new paradigm, soap bubbles can form, reform, they can split. It's dynamic. Universes being created out of nothing, universes budding off other universes.
All together, these bubbles form the level 2 type parallel universe. And within it, there are an infinite number of level 1 type parallel universes.
The level 1 and level 2 universes are all in our same one space. There's only one space. Then there are these different regions which we call level 1 and level 2 parallel universes.
A flyby through the level 2 parallel universe, or what some also call the multiverse, would be a terrifying and spectacular experience.
A multiverse of universes. Each one popping into existence, popping out of existence, perhaps colliding with each other.
Out of calamity comes existence.
What we call the level 2 multiverse is really best thought of as a tree or a fractal structure where you have a region of space expanding like crazy and sprouting off other regions which then expand and sprouting off other regions.
And other ones can bud off of that. So you can get this chaotic, eternally branching set of universes budding off from their predecessors. An infinite set of universes in this multiverse.
The big term for this monumental process is bubble nucleation.
Yeah, bubble nucleation is the geek speak phrase for the process where you have this inflating strange material and then a little piece of it stops inflating and causes a bubble-shaped region expanding around it to also stop inflating. And then you create in this bubble a nice, calm region of space where you will eventually form galaxies, stars, planets, and even people like us. So we are the children of the bubble.
For the first time in human history, children of the bubble are peering out and seeing on the horizon parallel universes. Determined physicists believe they are now on the brink of uncovering the ultimate mysteries of the universe.
Why look for these parallel universes that we can't touch? Because they hold the secret of secrets. They hold the secret of the origin of everything there is. For the first time, we can imagine where our universe itself came from. Perhaps when our universe popped into existence, colliding with another parallel universe, perhaps budding from another universe, these are the stuff of modern research today, pre-Big Bang physics, physics before Genesis.
But there is a problem. For decades, scientists have been searching for one cohesive theory of everything, one to unite Einstein's theory of general relativity, which explains how gravity works over large scales, with quantum physics, the science of the tiniest matter. Together, these two great theories explain everything humanity knows so far about the cosmos. But like a cartoon cat and mouse,
they're at war with one another.
These two theories hate each other.
They're completely inconsistent, incompatible. No way to understand, in today's world, a quantum version of general relativity.
How can we get a shotgun marriage between these two theories that don't like each other?
Bringing those together would give you a theory of everything in the sense that those are the ingredients you would need, I think, to understand the Big Bang, to understand the origin of the universe.
When in the 1980s, scientists came up with a lyrical-sounding idea, string theory, it promised to solve all the mysteries of the universe, including whether or not parallel universes are real. The idea is that all particles are not solid points or dots, as science said they were. Instead, if you could see up close, particles are in fact tiny string-like objects that individually vibrate in various ways.
String theory starts out by taking the idea of a string which vibrates, giving rise to different particles, and doing physics with that. That's rather musical in a way. It's like using guitar and bass in a band to generate different notes from vibrations of strings.
As scientists explored string theory more closely, they made a remarkable discovery.
We found that it wasn't just strings that were involved in the physics, but also membranes and other extended objects which could vibrate. And that's rather like enlarging the band to have drums and other instruments, which enrich the sound and really broaden the repertoire of things that could be played.
String theory has now evolved into what is called M, or membrane theory.
So now we realize that the particles we see in nature, the universe itself, consists of vibrating membranes and vibrating strings.
The crowning achievement of M theory came when scientists realized that to make sense of everything, you need to think of the universe as existing in 11 dimensions.
If you're sitting on a mountaintop and you look down, you can see all the separate little villages that are not unified at all. But from a mountaintop, you look at a coherent, whole, beautiful picture. And that's M theory.
M theory explains how the tiniest as well as the biggest things in the cosmos work. It also proposes that we all live on a giant and energetic membrane. Our universe is tethered to this wall by invisible extra dimensions. To make matters crazier, M theory proposes that 6 or 7 of these dimensions, the extra ones we don't sense every day, are tiny and right in front of your nose.
At every point of any one of these people walking by, you pick a point. At that point, there will be an incredibly tiny, curled up, either 6 or 7 dimensions that you just don't perceive.
These membranes are also very close to each other.
You could have one of these membranes being a universe, and then moving sideways, you have another membrane being a separate universe, and they may be just a millimeter or two away.
The giant walls of energetic matter float side by side, like humongous sheets in the bulk or in hyperspace. An entire universe may be attached to a brain, or a universe can occupy the whole of another one. Our own universe sits on the skin of one of these giant brains that in turn is adrift in the cosmic sea of space.
And it's floating around in a bigger structure called the bulk. Our three-dimensional universe is like a membrane floating around within this larger structure.
Believing that invisible extra dimensions that, like an umbilical cord, connect us to a hyper or bulk space where giant membranes live demands a huge leap of faith. Where are these that we're stuck to? And why can't we see these extra dimensions that connect us?
I'm floating around here on this kayak on the surface of the ocean. And you can think of this as a two-dimensional surface. But below me, there's a whole other dimension. There's the down dimension where all the fish live. You can think of that as the bulk. I'm on a membrane floating around, and the bulk is the other dimension. The fish down below the water are in a different dimension than I am. They don't even know that I'm here unless I happen to splash around and hit one on the head or something like that. So they might be completely oblivious to my existence, and I could be oblivious to their existence because we're in different dimensions.
But can a fleeting thought send you into an extra dimension and onto a parallel universe? To the latest M theory, in less than an instant, in the first trillionth of a trillionth of membranes in a pre-universe cosmos, like gigantic cosmic symbols, smashed together and produced the Big Bang. Over almost 13.7 billion years, a huge expanding bubble of primordial matter evolved. We now know and love. Can crashing membranes create parallel universes? universes too.
If it happened once, it could happen again and again and again.
So it's possible that there's a continuous cycle of brains smashing together to produce universes, and that it never stops.
If this is true, level two parallel universes must exist.
Time goes on forever, continual process of birthing universes through cosmic.
In the level three type, there is an even more fantastic way universes can form. Here's how it works. In both the level one and level two kinds, replica universes separated from us in the here and now, time and space. Three parallel universe, the copies of us are right here, now, living in the exact space and time. From us because they're in a different dimension of this same space. And there are an infinite number. If true, this controversial concept has monumental consequences.
Parallel exist.
Right.
They're not coming out of a Twilight Zone episode, a bad. But you forget one small quantum difference could separate me from an entirely different universe where I have multiple leading multiple different lives. It's shocking. This even affects morals. Why should I obey the law knowing that in some universe I'm going to get away with it?
The outrageous idea comes from the strange world of mechanics. Of the atom.
A bizarre atomic world. Electrons that literally disappear. Electrons that places at the same time.
This staggering quantum mechanical phenomenon is enshrined in the Heisenberg uncertainty principle.
As it sounds, quantum physics tell you that a little particle can be in two places. But the so-called Heisenberg tells you that sometime the person must be in two places at once.
With a laser light, for example, it can be seen how light particles, or do this.
This shows that photons, the little out of my laser, can enter several places at once. Since we are made of little particles, that means if they can be in several places, so can we.
In the instant of a fleeting thought, your whole body makes a into another dimension and into a parallel.
And what it means is that if I'm walking on pavement and making as to whether I'm going to go left or right, if my decision depends on what my brain was doing, I will actually end up doing both. And of mine, it effectively splits.
In a level 3 type parallel universe, even a cat has many more than 9 lives. The trouble is, in some of these worlds, the cat could be dead. And at the same time, in other parallel universes, the same cat can be
How? How can you have a dead cat and a live?
Because the universe split in half. In one universe, in the other universe, we have used to it.
What is even more shocking, these many worlds, a quantum difference in thought change the whole world.
It flaps its wing and makes the tiny microscopic events would change the course of history. historical event actually happened in every possible way. We're splitting many worlds universe.
In one, World War II.
In which case, I'm now speaking German. Behind me.
In another world, ever happened.
There's no World War II, and 50 or so have to die.
The endless rolls of the dice, all possible numbers and of universes and outcomes eventually turn up and occur in one of these many worlds. In our wishes, too, can come to a parallel universe.
The many worlds idea is branch of the universe in which series last year.
Say was still a colony of the British, for example.
Even the is probable in some parallel universe. Even be creatures come from these mysterious extra dimensions. As when it comes to the amazing universes, anything that can happen has happened in some other universe, some other dimension, space, and time. Rewrite history. Each with one where anything and everything did. A slight change means even dinosaurs there. All one of these fantastic parallel by the same space, and so invisible. TV, whole aging all around you.
In your living room, there are dinosaurs. See the dinosaurs that are rampaging in the living room, but they're there.
It creates many versions of near universes.
At one point, was if that's true, and if electrons are described by being many places at the same time, this means it also exists in inevitably yet parallel. There's no choice.
Have shocked the world again. End of parallel universe. These level situations. What is in this type of are out the window.
And physics describing reality differs in our universe.
If the laws of physics are different in a level 4 space could just gas and particles, stars and planets. Know it would not exist. To show that any type of paradise, level 1, 2, 3, or 4, truly exists, experts must find, be they big, tiny, or must find physical indications that supposedly connect. Physicists at Fermi are conducting extraordinary experiments. Mind, even the wild universe is really for the first time ever. space at Particle Collider.
Right now, of extra dimensions. If there are extra dimensions of a certain size, find them.
Best chance of exposing a smashing microscopic part. The smoke gravity. It has been found to be a uniquely weak force. So the Fermilab physicist particle that carries gravity. Graviton.
It's the particle that carries dimensions of space. High energies should actually.
But finding a graviton is a huge challenge.
Complicated because you're looking for something that has disappeared.
What's the rate now?
That you make a really exotic. You literally have to collide them in order to find the very rare particle that disappears into extra dimension.
Gravitron collider shoots photons at terrific. Just short of the speed of around a 4 mile long encased ring to protect the sensitive noise and for reasons the collision ring
take beams of way around a big ring photons going the other way in the ring we smash them together.
The mighty collision annihilates a ball of pure energy.
The idea being that extra dimensions.
If nothing happens, graviton has moved off to an extra dimension.
The way that you tell that is by reconstructing collision and then saying, some energy and momentum that's missing. We call this a missing energy surge.
It could take years. Rehappens and higher.
Are there, it means the universe is a bigger and much stranger place.
But if it does happen, it would be proof positive. The question then will be faced with extinction in the far-flung future, can humankind open a portal to a parallel universe? Parallel universes are not just a dreamed up by physicists with fiction. If finally proven to exist, they could have an important practical future. Finding a tunnel to another world could humanity. Billions of years from now, will meet its inevitable that it will all end either big freeze. Exist. Some say they could lifeboat gateway to another world. The question is, can we find a way?
Cool way of theoretical one is to go to universes. Subway
system in the city going through this tunnel to a different place.
Pieces of paper that are stacked to each other, but then cut a portal.
This experience. 1935 by the inimitable Einstein and his student. A throat allows someone, like a subway train, to quickly travel to another space and time. This could work if the universe is an infinite multiverse.
Certainly it's a theory called a shortcut, if you allows the possibility of distant parts of the universe.
There are all to traverse a wormhole. It's insurmountable.
When Einstein into his equations through one of these things, because after all, process.
Experts think they're hell about it.
In principle, you can go right parallel universe. Parallel universe. And if you wind up on repeated universes, hitting the up button, floor looks like
once again back.
You don't know where you're going to step in the middle of a star, planet.
Possible for individual universe. But there's another way to save.
If the gateway is very small, perhaps what we should do is send a seed. A microscopic robot through the gateway containing the DNA, containing all the information necessary to create a new side of the universe. Where we see that nature creates a seed that it shoots out in all directions. Tree.
The idea in the future could assemble. They could, in theory.
Is very scientists have calculated that if you concentrate enormous energy in something called the Planck energy, space and time begin to form. Holes, gateways,
or nanobot containing human. DNA and the cosmos ported to a parallel faced with extinction could be humanity's.
It means the death.
Incredible feat is achieved. The universe would be resurrected and like a
God.
This fantastic button on the universal human history back.
At least certainly exist. Maybe the exist as well. We just
only that there are all universes.